Good evening. Our number is down quite a bit this evening. Let's keep in mind those who are out and let them know that we do miss them and hope that they can be back with us at a later time. As we've been looking on in our lessons and noting in the past several weeks, we've been looking at the need as a congregation to work together and so that we can grow. We've been looking at the need as a congregation to equip the saints for the ministry, and I want to close out that series of lessons this evening by looking at the need to organize for service in the body. You know, we've talked about a lot of things and discussed a lot of areas that we can work, whether it be in the area of evangelism. Mr. Harold, would you mind turning that on for me? I was in the song and forgot to turn it on. Thank you. But as we look at these things and have been noting them, we need to make sure that that we're aware of the things that we are able to do, the things that are available for us to do, and that's going to be our task this evening. I don't expect the lesson to be overly long. There's not going to be a lot of scripture that we're going to look at because this is just tying up the loose ends of all the things that we've looked at. And you know, I know some people don't really care for organization. They like to do things more kind of you know, on the fly, but you look at any company that has ever been successful, they're organized. They work in an organized way. They have organization that helps them to be more effective. And, you know, even Jesus was a very organized individual in giving the charge to 12 individuals to go out and to preach the gospel. And the disciples were organized. It's not like they just went, you know, necessarily, but there seems to have been some, well, you know, Peter and Paul understood. Peter was with the Jews, Paul with the Gentiles. And so as a local congregation, there's a need for us to kind of look at these things and understand a need for us to become perhaps a little bit more organized in the work that is being done and in the allowing the members to be aware of the work that needs to be done. We noted in some of our earlier lessons that a fellow by the name of Flavel Yeakley, in his book titled Why Churches Grow, in reference to larger churches, and I think the same is true in smaller churches sometimes, that the real problem was not always the actual roles to members ratio, but was sometimes the perceived roles to member ratio. In other words, a larger congregation might actually have more than enough specific task assignments to go around, but the members might not be aware of the many ways in which they could get involved. And what he's trying to present there is, you know, we sit there and we go, well, I'd do more if there was more to do. And we've talked about that. A lot of people go, well, I'd do more if I just knew what there was for me to do, if there was something for me to do, but everything's being taken care of, so I'm just more than content to sit here. Well, as I've mentioned multiple times, this congregation cannot grow to its fullest potential until each and every member is doing their part. We've looked multiple times at the passage of Scripture that speaks of the need that every joint supplies. And so what we want to do this evening is look at some things. We looked last Lord's Day evening and the Lord's Day evening before that at some actual roles that can be put out so that people can be aware of these are things that need to be done. And hopefully these are some things that will help you and will help the congregation become a little bit more organized in having these things available, letting the congregation know of the work that needs to be done. And I'm simply offering these suggestions for communicating with the members and organizing efforts to involve all who desire to serve. These suggestions are not something that the men have said, this is what we want to do, but I think it's something that the men need to think about, need to look at, and need to go, well, maybe that would help us, or we can change it, and this can help us. I think these things would be helpful. The first thing I wanted to note is the need to have perhaps a member involvement survey. These can be filled out when new members come into a congregation. These can be filled out by members of the congregation when they first place membership, or I think what would be better is to have them filled out on a yearly basis. And when you look at this, you can see this list here. I know it's really small, but when you look at this list, these are the things that I talked about in the past two Sunday evenings. Looking at all the things that are available that we can take part in, the things that are necessary in our service to God. You look at some of these things and the leading singing, this... Where did I lay it? This area here is looking at the areas of public worship and the things that go along with that, and then edification, teaching, things of that nature, helping out in other things that help in the area of edification, benevolence, visiting the sick, providing emergency shelter, things of that nature, and just general things that have to go on. A lot of people don't realize there's that many things that go on in the keeping of a local congregation. And what they don't, why they don't realize that is because one or two individuals generally take care of the bulk of it. It falls in the lap of one or two people to, or maybe three or four, to do all the teaching, to do all the emergency care and benevolence and things of that nature. It gets left in the hands of one or two individuals, and they burn themselves out with it. And so by using something like a member involvement survey, it lets them see right there on the paper, these are the things that I can be a part of. Now you'll note that here in this first section, this is male, this is female. It's blank for the female because these are things that are taking place in the worship services, those that are of the role of men. But you'll note that the majority of the rest all have a space for the women. These are all works of the local church. And some of these are things that aren't necessarily works of the local church, but things that we can work together in making sure that they're being taken care of as individuals. And so in filling these things out, we as the men of the congregation become fully aware of what every member is willing to do. And we can also see that they might have a desire. There's also, you could put the option of putting an O instead of an X. And, well, if you put an O, that's something I would like to do in the future, something I would like to work towards. And so it can help the men see that, well, here's some individuals that they want to learn more about this particular work. They want to help in that, and maybe we can focus in their growth. You see, one of the greatest responsibilities of the local church is the edification of the saints, the building them up, the equipping them for the work of preaching and teaching the gospel, and carrying on the work of a local congregation. And something like this can help. Another thing that I think this can help in is it can help people see what they're doing and what they're not doing. You see, I've used these in other congregations, and I've seen where some just had every blank was checked. There, I'll do anything. I'll do everything. They just check it. And others, it's like one blank or two that are checked. And so I really think it allows the individual to look and to see a little bit more. Well, I'm not doing very much. And he's been talking about the need of us doing more. Maybe there's more than I can be doing. And so using something like that can really help in growing in these things. And it can allow the leaders of the congregation to see those that are help that are willing to help. It would help Brother Harold. He could look on this list and see, well, these are willing to do these things and filling out the duty roster for the month. And it could even let someone else go, let Mr. Harold know, well, someone else is willing to take over that responsibility from time to time so that it's not all falling upon him. We need to be careful in not allowing the same person to do the same thing over and over just because they're willing. We can't grow if we just continue to allow them to continue to carry on the work. We'll never become effective Bible class teachers. We'll never become effective song leaders, effective preachers, effective leaders in the congregation if we always allow the others to lead. We'll never become effective at going and visiting the sick. If we go, well, brother and sister so-and-so is always really good about going and visiting the sick, I'll let them do it. Well, you'll never become proficient at it. And folks, we need to understand that we will face judgment on the service that we give to the Lord, or on the lack of service. And let me tell you, if you're facing the Lord on a lack of service, things are not going to be so pleasant for you. And so using something like this can be helpful. I've always found that there's always one or two individuals in a congregation who's like, well, we don't need to do that. We've been carrying on just fine for years. Really? And the number of congregations that I've been a part of, I've always noted that there's been a small group that does a lot of work and a large part of the group that does very little. And I found through talking to many individuals and by looking at what other people have said about this subject, that many of them just don't realize the work that can be done. And so having something like this and having everyone take part and fill out something like this, we can see what areas need to be worked on, where people need to be encouraged, and what they're willing to do in the service. Now, after we filled out this membership fill in this membership survey, then we can go on and we can kind of collate the information. These are all the men that are willing to lead singing. These are all the men that are willing to lead opening prayer, lead singing, lead closing prayer. And once again, whoever's doing the duty roster for the month can go and they can just pull out this sheet and go, okay, these are the ones that are willing to do these things instead of, well, I wonder if I put so-and-so here if they would be willing to go on and to do these things. And it can help in coordinating the work that's to be done. In all of these, just have a listing of each one of these works that needs to be done, that needs to be filled, that needs to be carried out. And we can become aware of those that are willing to work in these things. Even those that are willing to provide meals for the sick and the bereaved, provide clothes for the needy. Wouldn't it be great to have a list of everyone who's willing to help with those so that when something happens, we can pick up the phone and we can call them and go, this is going on. We need help in getting some clothes. They've already stated they would be willing. Instead of calling one or two individuals and hoping that they would help, you could call them knowing that they've already promised that they would be willing to help with that. And so when we look at these things, just organization is desperately needed in the Lord's church today. We're striving to become a little bit more organized in our teachers. And no one has to teach more than 3 months. And we're gonna rotate and trying to get some organization there. And that's good. I say it's a lot too late that it hasn't been done earlier. But there's so many other things that can be done. So many other things that can be helpful. You know, it was sometime last year that the men agreed that the last Sunday night of the month would be a good time for the men of the congregation to preach a lesson. Did you look at the calendar and see which Sunday night this is? It's the last Sunday night of the month. Have you noticed that for the past several months, I've been preaching every last Sunday night of the month? We're failing in organizing and encouraging and trying to push people on to a greater service. We are not saying that you as a young man need to be a gospel preacher, need to go out, but you need to have the ability. Because we never know the time. We never know the time when you may not be able to have a local preacher. Circumstances may not allow that. And this congregation has had men that were willing to step in before, but what about when they're gone? And so we need to have a little bit more organization on these things. And it doesn't need to fall on one individual to try to organize everything. There needs to be some effort put forth in these things and trying to encourage people. And then after we've gone through and we've got everyone together and everyone's starting to do more, we can have something similar to this, which is a member involvement report. And essentially what it is you're talking about the area of service, whether it be teaching the classes. And so for this quarter, so-and-so taught this class and on down. And these are the ones that took part in that. And then down at the bottom, suggestions or requests. Essentially, we need more teachers, or we need better class material. We need to investigate and find class material that would be more beneficial to the classes. We need to get together and talk about things a little bit more. Folks, these things can help us see the effectiveness of what's going on. Too many times I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I've always noticed, and I haven't noticed it here so much, but I've always noticed that churches tend to like to patch things. In another congregation where I was at, the plumbing was going bad, and they just kept patching it, and they kept patching it, and they kept patching it. And before long, they had spent more than enough money that they could have just fixed it the first time. I've noted that many congregations don't look for the future. They just look at the right now, and let's just keep it going for right now. And in some things, that's not such a bad thing. But there needs to be preparation for the future. There needs to be planning ahead. We need to have some goals, and we need to have ways that we can reach those goals instead of the goal being, well, we just want to grow. Well, who doesn't? But what do? How do we get there? How do we grow? What needs to be done? What ways can we go about to help us to grow? And so using forms such as these can help us in becoming a little bit more organized in the work that is before us. Becoming a little bit more organized and understanding, well, this person is willing to do these things, but this person's already doing these a lot. Let's let somebody else step in because we've got others that are willing to step in and to help out. Why year after year after year does the same individual have to continue to do the same thing over and over and over? I told you this lesson was not going to be very long because I'm tying up loose ends. But the thing is, we as members of this congregation need to be working harder. We need to be working more in bringing ourselves together and equipping the saints. We as the men of the congregation, we need to understand we will face judgment for the way this congregation is led. Each of us individually, our part that we play, we will face judgment for those things. Leadership of the Lord's church should not be a secondhand, just take care of it on the fly kind of a thing. There's a reason why the Lord set up in his church the elders. Because there needs to be a dedicated leadership. And one of the things that we need to be focusing on is some of our younger members, and that they're living their life and preparing themselves so that they can become elders. But in the lack of elders, we as the men of the congregation need to be working more, be more intense. I'm not saying we need to have more business meetings, but we need to be more focused on making sure that the organization that is going on, the things that are being carried on, are helping the church, not just floating by. Because you remember, there was a congregation in the book of Revelation that was just kind of there. Revelation chapter 3. Congregation in the city of Laodicea. What did the Lord say to them? You're neither cold nor hot. Well, that tells us that they weren't on fire for the Lord, and they weren't actually against the Lord, but they were just kind of moving along, just carrying things on and going with the flow, and they weren't really doing any work for the Lord. And what did He say to them? Said, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Well, we need to make sure that that's not the Wellsburg congregation. That when the Lord looks at the Wellsburg congregation, He sees a group of men in the leadership capacity that are doing all that they can to make sure that the congregation is working hard and working effectively. And He sees members in that congregation that are doing all that they can, making full use of all of their talents. Because remember, we looked last week at the parable of the talents. And you remember? Fellow who had one, the Lord only expected one more out of him. But he did nothing. He sat there. In the local congregation, he would be the person who shows up for Sunday morning, occasionally shows up for Sunday evening, and does nothing. Just sits there. Just shows up, drops their check in the plate, partakes of the Lord's Supper, and goes home. That's the one talent individual. They're not using what the Lord has given them. They're not putting their abilities, their talents to the use. And therefore, they're not growing. Folks, we need to understand that as Christians, one of two things are happening. You're either growing or you're dying. There's no in between. The child of God cannot sit static. He won't be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. And so what I would like to encourage the men of the congregation is to look at some of the things perhaps that I presented. These aren't my ideas. I wish I was smart enough to come up with these things all on my own. But look at some of these things and see if perhaps they will help us in becoming a little bit more organized in our teaching program, in the men that are taking part in the worship service, in the work of the local congregation, making sure that it's more than just one or two individuals, making sure others are aware of what they can be doing and the great work that can be taken part of, and making sure that we're doing what we can to give them the opportunity to work in the kingdom of the Lord. Perhaps you're here and you're a member of the Lord's church. And perhaps through some of the things that we mentioned over the past couple of weeks, you've looked into your life and you've seen that you're not doing much. You're the one that's just showing up, that's just there. There's so much more that can be done. And the Lord expects service from you. And we need to be giving Him that service. If there's anything in your life that needs to be corrected, if you need to rededicate yourself in your service to the Lord, to once again stand before Him and go, I surrender my life to You. I will do the work that You have for me to do. Tonight is your opportunity. There are also those in our audience who have never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. We would be remiss if we did not offer them the opportunity this evening to come forward and confess their belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repent of the sins in their life, turn their life over to the Lord by humbly submitting themselves to baptism, having their sins washed away, and arising a new creature, a servant of the Lord, and seeking ways to serve Him. Whatever your situation might be, we request that you make your life right with the Lord this night as we stand and as we sing.